You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Cruise this down and we'll hit this because I think we're good to go with Old Man Cocktail Corner, aren't we?
Essentially, the most important feature of the week here on The Drive Show, the greatest with the longest, richest history, Cocktail Corner.
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM, brought to you by Mancino Vermouth and the Golden Dawn. Piquant. I don't know how to pronounce piquant.
Excellent news, everybody. The Golden Dawn. Jack from the Golden Dawn has returned. He's here for Cocktail Corner, and we've also got some more Mancino Vermouth in the house.
Was that a fact? I don't know.
Is it a fact?
Yeah, no, it is. Yep.
So this
Mancino
week,
Vermouth, Rosso, a little
question
bit
everything.
What's
in 2018?
What was the one that we had last week? I noticed this one's a dark one.
It's the Bianco. So this one this week's got 38 botanicals in it. So It's a little bit more stronger than the Bianco, and a little bit more stronger.
How many botanicals last week? I forget. It was probably the botanicals that did this.
37.
Okay,
so one extra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a name? Were they all the same and this one's plus an extra one? Kit, do you know, mate? I'm putting you on the spot, I know, but you are the guy.
It's a secret recipe.
Okay.
This vermouth is darker in colour. Is it just that one extra ingredient?
John sees things.
It's the way that it's kind of blended together.
What's your nose telling you, John? You're trained
using,
now. You're
red wine as the base rather than using white wine.
This is going on my resume, these cocktail corners, by the way.
Okay, nice. So last week's was a white wine and this one is a sort of red wine.
It has a cola vibe, eh? Are we okay with me saying that? Okay, cool.
Last week's vermouth sort of created some sort of frenzy up here, to be honest. It was that good. So I'm curious to see what happens with this week's cocktail.
Sweet eggs, guys. So this one's called Oblivion. Also coincides with the Oblivion of the Golden Dawn in about 60 odd days, 67, I think.
Is it true that a wrecking ball is going to be smashed through the Golden Dawn?
If it is, then I want to be the one driving it.
Okay.
It'd be kind of fun to do that.
I'm glad that the Golden Dawn isn't turned into kind of the Eiffel Tower. That's just not going to stay up. You know, it was supposed to be temporary, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was only meant to last 7 months.
Yeah.
7 years, kind of like.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right, so. Start this one off. We just want to get little brandy glass, peel a little bit of orange, mix the juices in there.
So this is like the zest.
Yeah, the zest. Get that sort of real zest.
That's a yellow kind of orange. Hey, we just sourced the oranges.
Local fruit and veg.
Yeah.
Everything's local.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
Secondly, just want to get your little pouring glass. Whatever you're going to mix it in, it's fine. Want to get 50 mils of the Mancino Vermouth.
38 botanicals.
38 botanicals, yeah.
Now, the Mancino Vermouth, yeah, I can get from the Fine Wine Delivery Company. And I heard a rumour on the street that I could also get it from A to Z Liquor as well. Okay.
Then you just want to add to that 30 mils of Plantation Dark.
Mm-hmm.
So you can also get that from...
We're taking it to Rumtown.
Yeah,
taking it to Rumtown. Okay. It's going to Rumtown, ladies.
So we kind of got the red wine with a bit of... not red wine, red vermouth with a rum. Rum to match.
After that, just to fine things up a little bit, you just want to add a little dash of Agostura bitters.
You're doing this in a I've got a cigarette between my fingers kind of way though as well. You had it for a minute there.
Yeah,
yeah, I like that.
It's just practice.
Just skadoosh. Yeah. Oh, but quite generous.
Just give it a little mix up. Let it do its thing.
Comes with like a little limiter on it anyway, doesn't it? Those bottles.
Yeah. The bitters kind of takes control. It kind of sets the tone.
The ice. We've got a good old ice bucket here. Don't read that text, John. It says bumhole. Don't read it.
Someone has got a vendetta against another radio station, and they text us about it. That's cool.
Hey, also, sorry if we didn't do gaming justice, old mate. We just chucked our toes in the water on that one. I was a gamer. My parents
did not allow a console in my house. So
I ended up being a bat and ball merchant, didn't I?
I don't know a lot about it.
What's going on now? You're doing some kind of hand technique.
Now you just
want
to stir it. You want to give it a good old stir up. Just mixes it all together.
Yes.
Sort of that for about 30 seconds or so.
Okay. Are you counting? Did I just ruin that for you?
A little bit, yeah. Okay. Kind of 20, 26, 20,
22. Carry the four.
Close enough. Right, then we just want to pretty much pour it in. So you just want your strainer.
Okay, so this is stirred.
Oh, I love those strainers. They're creepy looking, man. They're just the weirdest thing.
You want to get a separate glass.
Do you think it looks a little bit like
nice
Bane?
Nice and smooth.
I reckon it looks kind of like a robot face hugger. Ooh, what's coming out now? Lovely. Ooh, it's got a great colour, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Just in time for next Christmas kind of colour.
Right, so once you've done that, you can then get your other glass, which you've got with your orange peel in it.
Mm-hmm.
This is an adult drink, it seems.
Take the orange out.
Okay.
Just want the juices from it. Pour it back into that one.
Okay. Okay. This is, I feel like this is a serious drink. Okay. Yeah, we're in serious drink territory.
I actually already said that.
And you want to get your other orange peels.
You said an adult drink.
So you need two orange peels for this.
Careful you don't get any citrus in anyone's eyes with that. That's a good amount of spray off that. And always fun if you've got a lighter hanging around and you're doing that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is that it?
That's it.
Really little, you just rest a little peel mate in there like you're sitting in the spa.
Just put a little dash of the peel in there.
Don't turn the bubbles on either. It's a flat drink.
And then put it in.
Sweet.
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go. Give you guys a try.
Pinky out, John, I think, on this one.
The citrus. Love the smell of that. Delicious.
Don't tell me about citrus, mate. Everyone knows
pinky's
about that.
Pinky's out. You can see my Parkinson's.
Oh, your pinkies. Your pinkies, but you're also, you've gone for like a three-tiered finger scenario where every single finger after the pinky is helping out the index finger hold on to the glass.
It's sophistication as well, isn't it?
It's man on man on man there.
That little pinky.
Yeah. That's a little finger centipede you got going on there, John. It's great.
How does my side profile look?
I'm not sure, but I would like that drink now immediately. Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
I'm going to pinky out as well. A toast. To Caitlin.
It's really, really smooth. Surprisingly smooth.
I love it.
It's like
it's a good one.
It's like a drunken flat Coke, but I like all that, all those things in that sentence.
When you say flat Coke, I think you're kind of you're giving it a texture, kind of a texture vibe.
Yeah, I know. But
it's a wonderful flavour.
It comes across real like that.
What I'm surprised about is the fact that it's got rum in there.
It's all business.
But
yeah,
it's
isn't it?
Still silky not, smooth.
It's not harsh or anything, is it? Yeah.
It's right on. It's what it is. If I was a smoker, I'd probably be well into this, I reckon. I reckon this in a durry would probably be real good. I don't smoke. I don't condone smoking. I'm just saying. Maybe a cigar, is that like a bit more normal?
Yeah.
That is a terrible photo of me cigarette.
That's not how you pull the fingers, John. All right.
Yeah, this is good.
What are we calling it? What's the name of this drink? Also, let's rebuild it as well. Everyone know what happened.
Yep. All right, so this one's called Oblivion.
Oblivion.
Yep, you drink enough of them, you can drink yourself into oblivion.
That's true, actually. Cigarette's face after a little sip was quite revealing.
I think this one would be great indoors at the Golden Dawn. You know, just go in there. Like maybe rather than a glass of wine, you could have one of these and you'd be very
nice
comfortable.
Little midweek night.
It's like a cold mulled wine.
It's got a bit more body than that, though, I reckon.
It's a little bit more. Could you just pour a Coca-Cola in there and get on with your night?
Yeah,
that would ruin your.
That would kind of like that'd ruin the idea of it. But
Big Hungry needs you need to get out of that 50-cent lolly mixture mindset. To be honest, this is Cocktail Corner. This is sophisticated.
I will not. Also, it's called a fitty bag.
I think this is delicious.
It's great. It's great. It is good.
All right. So Golden Dawn. Head to Golden Dawn for one of these, and. Going on all this Mancino vermouth that we've had thus far in this round of Cocktail Corner, I reckon get yourself a bottle of this because it's pretty good.
Yep.
Okay, bloody good.
Look, I don't know how to make these things, but these are why we go to these places, to get entertained and let the professionals do their thing. Lovely drink. Lovely drink.
Cool. Cheers, Jack.
I mean, you can just fake it till you make it. So
that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Just keep trying.
Have a bit of fun with it, eh?
That was Cocktail Corner on 95BFM. Thanks to Mancino Vermouth and the Golden Dawn.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.